When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's buckle up and help Allie out. She said, hey, Ben and Kelly, hoping you can help. My boyfriend and I are in our mid to late 20s. He's the best person I know. He's hardworking, a family guy, smart, funny. He's a gentleman.
All right.
We've been together a little over half a year, but have been in a situationship for almost a year in total.
Help me out with that.
A situationship? So according to the Urban Dictionary, when one or two people take part in a...
Thanks for the edit there.
That's okay. Take part in a relationship, but out of fear of making things serious or messy, they don't label it.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
So, which then ends up being messier, right?
Sure. All right.
So, anyway.
Gotcha. All right.
So they've been solid for about 6 months.
Okay.
Before he met me, there was a woman he chased for almost 7 years. Until like about a year ago.
Okay.
They were dating when he was younger, had a bad breakup, and even if he dated other girls, he would drop every other relationship if he felt he had a chance to get back with her.
Mm.
Their dynamic was toxic and on and off until they decided to part ways for good.
Okay.
The other day, he was cleaning his room, throwing things away, and that's when I saw him throwing out this envelope. I knew it was from her.
Mm.
I kind of freaked out, opened it without him noticing. It said something like, we have to be apart to know if we should be together again. And that was from just a few years ago.
All right.
Now, I'm not worried about the fact that he kept the letter because he kept all types of random stuff from random people and threw it away. But I'm concerned about the possibility that he is still subconsciously on this master plan of let's part ways to reunite one day and be with her.
Mm.
And that I'm just a chapter in his life. And again, he hasn't made me feel that way, but I know he really did love her.
Mm.
So now I'm kind of freaking out. I'm thinking about ending the relationship now rather than having it end in heartbreak because she is the love of his life. My friends say I'm overreacting. I should trust he's really happy with me, but that sounds too good to be true. Should I tell him I opened the letter?
Oh.
Should I talk to him about this at all or just walk away? What do I do? Help!
See, originally I was thinking, you know what, just be happy with where you are.
Yeah.
With your boyfriend. He seems to be great, according to you, mm-hmm. and has just constantly shown you that he is into you. So just don't, I almost think Allie is getting too into her head. And yes, there is evidence from right before they got together of...
Right, but, you know, she says the letter was written a couple of years ago, and it seems like he threw it out.
Yeah.
So I think that's a key part of the story. Ginger said he threw the letter away. He didn't throw you away. So now it's up to you if you're going to throw your relationship away.
Yeah, I think you just need to enjoy the relationship. And people could change.
Well, it's always a risk when you're in a relationship, right? You can't be inside his head and his heart to know truly what's in there. You just have to trust what he is giving to you, what mm-hmm. he's telling you, mm-hmm. how he's acting with you. You have to trust that. I don't think that we put all of our trust that this old letter is really what's going on inside his head and heart.
All right, this is where we need you. All right, 502-571-9970. Do you have a situation, or did this happen to you where you were with a person and then the ex came rearing their ugly head up and messed everything up for you? Or maybe you had a good experience with this, you know?
Listen, I had two guys that I kind of had, like, let the door stay open for way too long. Mm. I did not end up with either one of them. I'll say that. Two guys.
So you're thinking maybe even if you are putting your brain in her boyfriend's exes.
Yeah, he's not going to end up with the ex.
Okay.
Like that. I don't think that there's, you know, people that end up like if you make this plan, well, if we're meant to be together and all the, you know, later on down the line. I don't know. I don't know of a lot of stories that end up that way. If you break up, get back together, break up, get back together, all that stuff.
That
didn't work for me twice.
That have longevity. All right.
Yes.
All right. This is you now. All right. Group therapy, 502-571-9970. Group therapy. Allie's boyfriend has an ex that's been on and off with him for like the past 7 years. They've been off now, obviously, for the past couple years. She found an envelope he was throwing out from her saying, "We have to be apart to know if we should be together again."
And that's Matt and making Allie really insecure.
It is messing with her.
Just for a second, pause and give this man kudos for cleaning. I mean, right? It's another great quality. I like this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, hey, everything is great with him. But now there's just this sneaking suspicion that
she's worried that mm-hmm. Allie is not the one, that he's still kind of secretly deep, deep down pining for the ex.
Yeah. Elise says, here's a bold idea. You could actually talk to him about it.
Well, here's also the thing, though. Then she's going to have to reveal, like, she read his private stuff.
Yeah.
He threw it away. She kind of like opened it on the sly.
Yes.
And that might make him not trust her and look like she's being dishonest and going behind his back and getting into his business.
Yeah. Amy says, never worry about the what ifs. Live in the moment.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's kind of what we have said already. Now, a lot of people are saying, hey, the letter, if he kept it, red flag.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Missy said, honey, you're your own worst enemy. You're thinking of what ifs. You're worrying, creating your own stress. He's with you. He hasn't changed anything with you. Why create this imaginary drama?
Yeah. We did get a text from a listener, Heather, who said, you know, look, be careful. He will go back. Oh. I've been in this situation for 10 years.
Oh, boy.
I'm the other girl. We just kept going back to each other and hurting people during the way. Too scared to commit, but can't leave each other alone.
Okay, so to this, Heather, I'm going to tell you, you girl need to get away from that situation. It is toxic. It is not, he is not the right person for you. You need to open yourself up to finding someone that is not going to be wishy-washy and go back and forth about whether they want to be with you or not. You need to find someone that's solid and not, like, I know you're my person.
Yeah, Heather, what Kelly said.
Side therapy for Heather.
Listen, it's his fault, not yours.
Exactly. you guys, you need to understand, you're not good for each other, so walk away.
All right, he calls always with the profound love advice. Andrew, the love doctor, what's your take?
Listen, she's got to let that go. I mean, here's the thing. If he's not giving her any indication that the relationship is rocky, it's only 6 months in. They're young. They're in their 20s. Mm-hmm. This whole thing about true love and, you know, first love and last love, I get it. There are people out there that you're meant to be with. Yes, that is the case. And sometimes it ends up that way. But like you both said, sometimes it doesn't. She's got to have a conversation with him if it's making her uncomfortable, and put it to bed and move forward. It will make the relationship stronger. If there is any issues, then he can bring them up. But she's overreacting and overthinking. And what's going to happen is she's going to push him away because it's going to become very annoying to him that she's worried about somebody. The letter was, what, 2 years ago, you said? 2 years ago, is that right?
Yes. And here's what's significant, I think, is he is choosing to throw it away once and for all. I think that's a really big, significant thing that she's missing. Like, maybe in his mind, he is finally putting that away. He's,
you know, that I didn't,
he's moving on from it for good.
You're right. You guys cut out when I didn't hear that part. That's absolutely a great point, Kelly. Throwing it away says you're done with this part of your life. He's moving on to a different chapter. If she's meant to be a chapter or she's meant to be the entire book, only time will tell that. She's got to give it 100%, let it go, trust him, and move forward.
Andrew, the love doctor, thank you, sir.
Keep on loving.
All right.
Jessica agrees. She says, I could be understanding wrong, but it doesn't sound like he's been with anybody else and away from the ex as long as he's been with Allie. So maybe that's what he needed to finally move on from the ex. The fact that he's throwing the letter away sounds like he is over it. And she says, I still have things from boyfriends from high school that I haven't let go of. I'm 35. If he's willing to let go of that letter after a few years, I think he is over the past.
Yeah. Yeah. And I look, I'm not against people saving memorabilia and things from their past. But in this case, if it's toxic, yeah, yes. I think it's good that he got rid of it. So
hanging on to that letter was kind of like leaving that door open. But now the fact that he chose to throw it away, that's showing he's closing the door.
And he's choosing you, Allie.
That's right.
He's choosing you.
He's your person.
All right. So good luck. Keep us posted. We're thinking, yeah, you know what? Just don't look at that as a red flag. You know, maybe keep your ear open for something else.
I think of it as a green flag.
Yeah, it's
good.
He's
choosing you, girl.
All right. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.